سفر الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. Sisters, you should come and participate in the class and keep your children quiet. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا. On the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, do not envy one another and do not inflate prices one to another. وَلَا تَبَاغَدُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَلَا يَبِعْ بَعْدُكُمْ عَلَى بَيْءٍ بَعْدٍ. Do not hate one another, do not turn away from each other, and do not undercut each other in trading transactions. Tonight's topic is prepared from the book Jami' al-Ulum al-Hikam, and this book was put together by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali al-Baghdadi, the great Iraqi scholar, and he explained the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi. So today we will be explaining hadith 35, and last week we explained hadith 29, and tonight's topic is beware of envy. This hadith was related to us by the Sahabi Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and this Sahabi is the Sahabi who memorized most of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he migrated from Yemen to Medina to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet met him, he asked him what's his name, and he said Abd al-Shams, the servant of the sun. And the Prophet said, no, you could never be Abd al-Shams, you are Abd al-Rahman. You are not the servant of the sun, you are the servant of al-Rahman. So his name is Abd al-Rahman. But Abu Hurairah is a nickname given to him by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he was always in the habit of playing with a little kitten which he had. So Hurairah means a kitten, Abu Hurairah, father of the kitten. This hadith was narrated by Abu Hurairah, and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tahasadu, do not envy one another. Wala tanajashu, do not rip each other off with high prices. Wala tabaghadu, do not hate one another. Wala tadabaru, do not turn away from each other without saying assalamu alaykum to each other. Wala yabi' ba'dukum 'ala bay' ba'd, and do not undercut each other in trading transactions. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا, but instead become brothers one to another. الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمُ, every Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. لَا يَذْلِمُهُ, he doesn't oppress him. وَلَا يَخْذُلُهُ, he doesn't let him down. He doesn't let him down. You depend on him for something, and he lets you down, he fails you. وَلَا يَكْذِبُهُ, he doesn't lie to him. وَلَا يَحْكِرُهُ, he doesn't look down upon him and elevate himself above him, thinking that he is better than him. أَتَقْوَى هَهُنَا وَيُشِيرُ إِلَى صَدْرِهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ, piety is right here, and he pointed to his chest 3 times. بِحَسْبِ مْرِئِمْ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَنْ يَحْكِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ, it is evil enough for a Muslim to hold his brother Muslim in contempt. كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمْ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٍ, the whole of a Muslim is haram on another Muslim. دَمُهُ, his blood. وَمَالُهُ, his wealth. وَعِرْدُهُ, and his honor. This hadith was collected by Muslim in his Sahih. This hadith is a very important hadith because it enhances the Islamic brotherhood and the Islamic sisterhood whenever we act upon this hadith. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam started out by saying, لا تحاسدوا, do not envy one another. There are three types of envy. The first type is to see your Muslim brother enjoying Allah's blessings and you want it to be transferred from him to you. The second type of envy, to see your Muslim brother or your Muslim sister enjoying Allah's blessings and you want it to disappear from him, but it should not be transferred to you. In other words, he shouldn't have it and you don't want it as well. And the shaitan is guilty of this second type. The third type of envy is to see your Muslim brother enjoying Allah's blessings and you hate it so much you want to kill him. You want to destroy him, you want to kill him. Allah Ta'ala described Christians and Jews as people of envy. So Allah said in Baqarah 109, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ الْحَقِّ. A lot of Christians and Jews, Ahlul Kitab, would like to see you apostate from your deen and become kafirs like them. Why? Out of envy from their own souls. Hasadan min in the anfusihim. Even after it became clear to them that Islam is the truth. So what are the things that the Christians and the Jews envy you for? The first thing that they envy you for is self-contentment. When you are on deen, you enjoy self-contentment. Another thing they envy you for is your beautiful countenance, the nur which is on your face. So whenever a person is a sinner, he has no nur, no radiance in his face. And Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah has made this point very clear in his book Al-Jawab al-Kafi. Another thing the kafirs envy you for is your beautiful family structure. So in the Muslim home, the man is the emir and he is responsible for his duties. The wife is responsible for her duties and everybody respects everyone. The children are given mercy, shown mercy. The parents are shown respect by the children. Everything is in order. But in the kafir family structure, it is total chaos. Who is the emir in the kafir house? The shaitan is the emir. Total chaos. So they envy you for your beautiful family structure. Your wife is faithful to you, but as for this kafir, his wife makes front page in the Daily Mirror, the Sun. She was with another man having the time of her life. Totally unfaithful. But your wife is faithful to you. So the kafirs, they envy you for your beautiful family structure. I've told you some things they envy you for, but what I did not tell you the thing which they envy you for most. And what is that thing? The deen. They envy you for the deen more than anything else. Because he wants to be a decent person in the society, but he can't. He wished he could be like you. You don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't gamble. You don't commit adultery. You don't go to nightclubs. You're not addicted to cocaine. You're not addicted to heroin. He wishes he could be on deen like you. But he can't because he is addicted to every evil under the heavens. So they envy you for the prestige which your deen has given to you. And he can practice the deen because he is addicted to all these evil, all these vices which I've just made mention of.
The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tahasadu, do not envy one another. And then he went on to say, I fear for you three things. In the last days, these three things will become rife in my ummah. Number one, the scholars of Islam will be disrespected. Number two, the Holy Quran will become so cheap that even the jahil will give his own tafsir. A man who doesn't even know a word of Arabic, the jahil, will give his own tafsir. So he will read the translation in English or in French, and then he uses English to explain English. He can't approach the book, Ibn Kathir, Tafsir Ibn Kathir, or Ash-Shawkani, or Sa'd Qutb, or Tabari, or Qurtubi, any legitimate tafsir, he can't. So what he does, he uses English to explain English and pass fatwas. So the Rasul said, what? This will be a problem in the ummah in the latter days, in the last days. Even the jahil will give tafsir of the Holy Quran. And the third fear the Prophet had for us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we will envy each other. Allah Ta'ala has revealed a surah in the Holy Quran. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the daybreak, which is the Fajr time. Min sharri ma khalaq, from the evil which He has created. So Allah creates evil as well. Allah creates good as well as evil. This surah tells you that Allah creates evil because Allah said, Min sharri ma khalaq. Wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. And say, I seek refuge from the night when it becomes dark. So the night can become dangerous. People use night to do haram. Now, if a person wants to go to a nightclub, he doesn't go 12 o'clock midday. He goes 12 o'clock midnight. So when night comes, people use the dark to do haram because these people, they don't fear Allah. They fear the eyes of men. This is why they wait for the dark to do haram. And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that at Maghrib time, you should close your windows and bring your children in, because this is when the shaitan let loose. The shaitan is on the loose at Maghrib time. So Allah said, seek refuge from the night when it becomes very dark. Then Allah said, seek refuge from the magician with his magic. And Allah said, seek refuge from the envier as he envies. Now if you should analyze carefully this surah, Allah Ta'ala has made mention of magic and envy in the same surah, side by side with each other. So what's the relevance? Why did Allah Ta'ala mention envy and magic in the same surah, side by side, immediately after each other? The answer for this question is, anytime a person envies you, and people can envy you for anything. Sometimes they envy you for your youthfulness. A man who is 60 may envy you the man who is 20. A person can envy you for your youth. A person can envy you for your wife, if your wife is more beautiful than his wife. A person can envy you for your children, if your children are smarter than his children. A person can envy you for your car, if it is a newer car than his. A person may envy you for your house, if it's bigger than his. But what he envies you for most is your knowledge of the deen. So all these things that I've just made mention of, that people envy you for, is not what they envy you for most. What they envy you for most is your knowledge of the deen. So Allah Ta'ala has made mention of these two things, magic and envy side by side in Surah Falaq. Because anytime a man envies you for something, the next step is that he goes to the magician and asks him to work magic on you. This is why Allah finds it necessary to mention these two vices side by side in Surah Falaq, because they are sisters of each other. Do you know when envy becomes rife in a society? Envy becomes rife in a society when there is a class system in that society, or there is tribalism in the society, or there is racism in the society, or nationalism. So if a person thinks he's better than you because of his tribe, do you think he likes to see you more progressive in life than him? Impossible. Or if he thinks he's better than you because of his race, he dislikes, he hates to see you becoming more progressive than him in all walks of life. So any society where there's a class system or tribalism, that society is rife, saturated with envy, because each tribe is competing with the other tribe. Now let's take a look at some Muslim countries. A country like Morocco. Every single village has its own magician. Every single village has its own magician. Then you have countries, the countries of Africa, all the countries in Africa, in Pakistan, in India, in Bangladesh. Every single village has its own magician. And the magicians, they have a lot of clients. So you'll see a person going to him and said, oh, you know, my neighbor, his wife is giving birth to sons. And my wife doesn't give birth. So can you do something to make her have a miscarriage the next time she's pregnant, make her have a miscarriage? And then another one goes to another magician, oh, my son, he failed his exam. But my neighbor, his son passed his exam. So can you do something so that he will become a lunatic, a mad person, lose his mind? And all these Muslim countries, they suffer natural disasters. They suffer droughts. Some of them suffer flood. And they suffer tribal wars and rumors of wars. And they've been asking themselves the question, why is it that in Europe the rainfall is good, but in our country, and the Europeans, they are atheists or Christians, and in our country, we have so many masjids, hundreds of masjids, and we hear the adhan 5 times a day, every day, and we suffer drought, or we suffer flood, and we suffer. Now, how can you have abandoned your deen and adopted black magic as your new deen and expect Allah Ta'ala to bless you? You have abandoned your deen and you have adopted black magic as your new deen. So much so that every village has a magician. We have more magicians than sheikhs and maulanas. And you expect Allah Ta'ala to bless you. Now how can you plant corn and expect to reap peas? Now there's something else you need to know about envy. If a person believes in qadr, destiny, he won't have envy in his heart. So if you see a Muslim brother, last week he was driving a Ford Escort. And this week he was driving a Lexus or a Mercedes Benz. You wouldn't become angry and cut up inside. You would not become angry and upset inside, because you know it's Qadr Allah, destiny of Allah. So a true Muslim, a true believer who believes in the 6 pillars of Iman and believes in Qadr, will not harbor this heart disease of envy in his heart. The Kafirs are very jealous. They are very envious because they don't have the concept of Qadr. So it is expected of them to be jealous and envious because they don't have the concept of Qadr. But you, the believer, how can you have the concept? How can you have the concept of qadr in your heart and have envy in your heart both at the same time? These two things don't hold in the same heart. Belief in destiny and envy. Also, the evil eye is an aspect of envy. Now, you may have a son or a daughter. How old? 2 years old. Very handsome, very beautiful. And you take your daughter to a Muslim gathering. And then you, after 3-4 hours, you take your daughter home, and your daughter starts to cry. It's not winter, it's summer. A fine day. Your daughter starts to cry. She's sweating profusely. Her whole body was overwhelmed with a high temperature. And you rushed her to the doctor, and the doctor doesn't know what's the problem. Do you know what's the problem? Someone in that gathering affected your daughter with the evil eye. So the evil eye is a reality, it's not a fantasy. Because